Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 194. 17 Fitness Truths to Get You in Great Shape, Part 2, by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Welcome to a Thursday edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is one of 4 podcasts we read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them yourself, except on Fridays. That's where I answer your questions. So for those of you living in the U.S., I hope you're still listening to this show this week, because as we all know, taxes are due in about 2 days. So you might be frantically trying to get all your statements together and getting those tax returns in and those checks in the mail to pay the IRS. But if you are listening to this, I appreciate it, and I hope that this gives you something to take your mind off of those potential stressors. Today's post actually is a continuation from yesterday. So if you're new here or skipping around, I'd recommend listening to part 1 on Wednesday's show. That's episode 193. But for the rest of you, let's jump in, wrap up this post as we optimize your life. 17 Fitness Truths to Get You in Great Shape, Part 2, by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net. Number 7. Brush your teeth after dinner. This is such a simple thing, but it really helps. It makes you have that fresh, clean feeling in your mouth and makes you not want to eat an after-dinner snack. For me, after-dinner snacks or desserts are what ruin my diet a lot of the time. 8. Vary your workouts. This helps keep things fresh and fun. For runners, for example, don't just do 3 miles every day at the same pace. Vary the distance, the route, or the speed. Do intervals. And do stuff other than running. Go hiking, go biking, play basketball, do strength training, swim, paddle. Mixing it up will get you in even better shape, challenging your body in new ways, and making it an enjoyable process. 9. Focus. There are always a lot of things we want to accomplish, goals we want to focus on, but by spreading ourselves thin, we lose focus and energy. Focus on one thing at a time in order to really get it ingrained as a habit. For example, for 1 month, focus on adding healthier foods to your diet and dropping some of the less healthy ones. After that month, it'll be ingrained. The next month, add walking or jogging or something like that, and only focus on that. One goal at a time, 1 month at a time, and you will get healthy. 10. Rest is important. People who really get into exercise often forget this. Without rest, exercise just keeps breaking down our muscles, and they don't have time to recover and grow. The exercise puts stress on our bodies, and the rest allows them to adapt and improve. Without the rest, they can't really improve. You should always follow a day of hard workouts with a day of rest. If you've been exercising a long time, and then you probably don't need this article, you can do hard, easy days, or rotate different types of exercises so that parts of your body are getting rest on different days. But even then, always have at least one day of complete rest, or you'll get burned out. 11. Shoot for a year or two, not a few weeks. There are no instant fitness fixes, no matter what that website or magazine promises. Don't believe them. Getting fit and healthy takes time and should be gradual. If you've got a long way to go, aim to be healthy after a year. Those with a very long way might shoot for 2 years. Those closer to the goal could try for 6 months. The main thing, gradual improvement. 12. Focus on your diet first. I'm a huge proponent of exercise for health and other benefits, but if you're looking to lose weight and or fat, the biggest factor is diet. You can cut out more calories from what you eat than what you can burn with exercise. Of course, both should be vital components of your fitness regimen, but start on diet first, then add exercise. Don't think that because you're exercising, you can eat whatever you want, unless you're a marathoner or a triathlete or something like that. You won't reach your fitness goals that way, most likely. 13. Don't compare yourself to magazine models. Seriously, I'm sure we've all done this, wishing we looked like that slim or cut or buff model on the cover of a magazine. It's natural. However, it's not healthy. First of all, genetics plays a key factor in how these models look. Most of us don't have body types like that. Second, these models don't usually look like that. They go on special diets a couple weeks before a photo shoot, so they look perfect for that day. Third, most of these magazines do some pretty heavy photoshopping. And fourth, what's important is getting a healthy body image, not trying to look like a perfect model. Focus on health, not appearance. 14. Find the exercise that works for you. I love running, but not everybody is born to be a runner. Many people enjoy swimming or water aerobics. Many like lifting weights. Many like cycling or Tai Bo or Pilates. Others like sports like basketball or soccer or rugby. It doesn't really matter what you choose, as long as you're moving and you enjoy what you're doing. And find the solution that works best. Working at the gym, going on the road like running and cycling, for example, or working out at home, which I do, etc. Choose the one that you're most likely to stick to. 15. Learn to be present. Going back to one of the key principles that I mentioned earlier, enjoy yourself. One of the best ways to do that is to learn to be really present when you exercise and when you eat. For example, when you run, try to keep your mind in the moment and feel your body and your breathing and experience your surroundings as you run past them. As you eat, really taste the food and feel the textures instead of gobbling it down mindlessly. It makes the entire experience much more enjoyable. 16. Don't let your body adapt too much. Sometimes we hit plateaus, where we're still doing the same exercise but not really improving. The reason is that you have to keep changing things, either taking your exercise to a slightly higher level gradually or giving it new angles or routines. Otherwise, your body adapts to doing the same exercise over and over, and it stops improving. Once you start hitting a plateau, take it to a new level by increasing intensity or length of time in some way. And finally, 17, get inspired. Another key concept for me. I like to read blogs or websites that show me how others have been successful. One Zen Habits reader, for example, recently gave me some inspiration with his blog, Fat Man Unleashed. He's doing a great job, making amazing progress, and it's inspirational. Fitness magazines, for me, began to seem useless because they just rehashed the same articles over and over. But then I realized that I like to read these magazines for the inspiration, not the information. Find something to inspire you, and it'll keep you going. Quote, "I am pushing 60. That is enough exercise for me." Mark Twain. You just listened to part two of the post titled 17 Fitness Truths to Get You in Great Shape by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit, and listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
There are a couple of things I'll add to these wonderful tips that Leo wrote for us. He's absolutely right that rest is crucial. The one thing I'll add there is sleep is different from rest. So yes, there are definitely days you should take off where you're not going to the gym, where you're resting those muscles. But getting adequate sleep really helps to replenish those muscles and, frankly, all of the cells in our bodies. For most otherwise healthy adults, getting between 7 to 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep each night seems to be that sweet spot. That's how much time we need to get into that deep REM sleep, that deep restorative sleep. And yes, apparently it is possible to get too much sleep. So if you're consistently sleeping in the 10 or above hour range, it may mean there's some underlying condition that needs to be addressed. If you sleep about 9 hours on average and you feel rested, that's fine, don't stress too much about it. But really, the minimum is that 7 hours uninterrupted. And for those of us that can stand it, if you can take a 20-minute nap in the afternoon, that would be wonderful too. We're finding that that can extend your lifespan, prevent a number of chronic diseases like having a heart attack or a stroke. We call that cardiovascular disease. So for many, a quick 20-minute nap around 1 or 2 p.m. would hit the spot. The one thing I'll also add is in regards to those fitness magazines. So like I read to you a moment ago, Leo mentioned how he doesn't read those fitness magazines for their information, but rather for inspiration. I don't recommend people get information from those magazines either. The reason is when we look at where their income comes from, it actually doesn't come from subscriptions. It comes from advertising. If all of your income comes from advertisers, well, you're going to be bound by what they're trying to sell. You won't be able to talk badly about a steroid producer if they're sponsoring your magazine. That starts to introduce some very strong biases into the articles that they're going to publish. So again, I would stay away from getting information from those magazines, or if you do, just be sure to critically think through what they're trying to sell you. At the top of the show, I mentioned that I answer your questions every Friday in a special Q&A episode. If you want to send in your own question for me to answer right here on the show, come by oldpodcast.com. There's a red bar along the side that says, Ask a Health Question. If you click on that, you can record a question and send it in. It's totally free. It can be about diet or nutrition, fitness, disease prevention, stress management, anything along those lines, and it's super easy to do. Or you can call in. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Okay, that wraps up today's episode and a two-part post. I hope you have a great rest of your Thursday, and I'll see you on the Q&A show tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.